Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Matt Mania Podcast proudly brings to you, it's Podcast Champions of the World!
Hello, hello, hello!
It's Mega Ran, it's Neo X, it's usually Brock Knowledge, and T-Call. But today, we have a new crew, and it is the Matt Mania Podcast!
We kick their ass, we tap them out, and we threw them in a garbage bin like Terry Funk, brother.
Rock Knowledge, you ain't got shit on us, you ex-hucking dog.
So now, we have two replacements. We've replaced y'all.
The stable is growing every day because of the Mad Maniacs out
as
there.
As is the brand.
As is the brand.
Gets stronger every day.
That's right.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, live from Zealot Pro Wrestling headquarters.
Wow.
Somewhere.
Our offices in Phoenix, Arizona.
From the Zealot Pro Wrestling Memorial Coliseum.
I like that.
Yep. And, from sitting in the pews of Zealot Pro Wrestling.
If we could ever run the Veterans Memorial Coliseum, we've done something right.
Yeah. Oh, man. So I'm very happy to be here and giving you episode 91.
Dude, we're like almost there.
Of the Matt Mania Podcast. It's a small goal of
that's
mine.
That's stressful.
To get to 100. And so, therefore, I don't let anybody cancel. I'm like, no way. We got to do it every week. I've never done 100 of anything, except probably rap songs.
There you go.
But you haven't been on every episode. Does that count?
Totally counts.
Yes, it does count by proxy.
It counts.
It's a stable.
Yes.
It's a faction. We all succeed together.
What does the boot camp song say? It's like, I'm boot camp click even when I'm by myself.
That's right.
We're all Matt Mania.
We're all Matt Mania. We're by Matt ourselves. Maniacs forever.
But today,
brother,
we're not by ourselves on episode 91.
Of course not.
We have some special guests.
Special
guests. AKA Lynx Kinetic.
The producer.
The Strap Podcast. The producer.
He's
the lead booker.
The golden producer.
The golden
I'll give him that much.
Producer.
I'm golden now.
And the Matt Mania 1 and 2 producer. Also known as Lynx Kinetic. What's up, Lynx?
Lynx!
I'm living my best life, everyone.
I really like your best life.
Life's good right now.
I'm glowing up.
He's shining.
I'm really feeling myself.
Oh, my.
Glowing down.
I'm going to use all the cliches.
Oh, my. It's
all
lit.
The cliches.
It's lit.
No, you're not supposed
it's
to.
It's tremendously lit.
Oh, wait. I think Donald Trump Jr. killed lit.
Okay,
so
it's tremendously lit over here. At yeah, over here, everybody.
You know, I really don't think you guys should bring up politics on your wrestling show. I mean, we just want to laugh and have fun, okay?
Yes, right.
Well, we talk about the Wrestle Frazzle.
Let's make podcasting great again.
The Colossal Tussle.
Who are you?
We have a special
co-host
guest.
Why do I have to introduce myself?
I'll make the introduction.
Oh,
yes.
Co-host of The Strap. Booker.
I don't know how to make a drum
Zealot sound. Pro Wrestling, which you'll hear a little more about later. Not a whole lot, but a little more.
Lead Zealot.
I like that. Zealot 1, Zealot 2. I like that. You got to get shirts like thing 1, thing 2.
Sweet.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sarah is in the building.
Hi.
Is this your first female on the show?
Female.
No. See, I use
please
female.
Do not call
female's
me a
female. Terrible. Don't do that.
Female.
Don't
know.
No, we haven't had
it. I did
would
it
you
purpose.
Like to come to Zealot Pro Wrestling and see some female matches?
You are not the first woman on the show. We've had Eva. Shout out to Eva.
Eva Rocks.
And I think that's it. So number two.
Yes.
So number two.
We don't really talk to girls that much. Really.
You know, we're a little nerdy.
Uh-huh.
So we talk about wrestling. We talk about hip hop. We talk about pretty much anything going on in the world. So we like to start it off with a little non-wrestling to get it going. So
the put over.
Our first segment where we talk about anything outside of the world of wrestling that's got us excited.
Put over the week.
Neo X.
Hey.
What do you got?
Well, for these past couple months, I've been a big weeb. Obviously, all my putovers in this last couple of episodes have pretty much been anime related.
Yes.
And that anime choo-choo train keeps going. Choo-choo.
You're on like a major anime run right now.
Yeah. So I just caught up to My Hero Academia. Mm. And then I started watching Psycho Pass. Mm. And it's really cool. It reminds me of a lot of... if the Matrix were police officers, like if the movie Matrix was a police officer person story.
Okay.
So it's really good. It's animated really well. The story is very gripping and inviting, and it really makes you think. It's like, I think it's classified as dystopian.
Okay.
What's like in the future?
Like, so in a, basically, in like a like sad now. Future. Now.
Yeah.
Thank almost you. Like now.
So,
what's a year from
it's
now?
It's no yeah. longer the future anymore. We're living it.
Yeah. So, and I've been watching that, and I know it's non. I know we try to stay non wrestling related, but GLOW season 2 is on, and well, I've been really into that lately. Hence my T-shirt for today's
you are glowed
episode.
Up.
Yep. And yeah, I've been. Doing that a lot. Holy shit, you have a Master Shake and a Meat Wad here. That's cool.
I don't know what happened to Frylock.
I've never seen Frylock since we've lived together. I don't he got trust lost that you ever had
oh.
He didn't stand up on his own, so I don't know what happened to him.
Oh, man. I love Aqua Teen Hunger
Let
Force.
Let me tell you something here. I'm on the show now, too, with me, Meat Wad.
special guest, Meat Wad.
Hell You're yeah. not on the episode, Meat Wad.
I'm going to be here. Do what now?
I want to put over another Netflix thing. It seems like we're always doing Netflix.
Well, this is a
this is usually our Netflix corner.
We have a subreddit on we have a subreddit where it's like wrestling and the Netflix.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay,
pretty sure.
I like that
at this point.
Cool. Wrestling and Netflix. I like it. All right, so I gotta put over a comedy special I just saw last night. Hannah Gadsby. It's called Nanette.
Heard about this.
She is Australian, Tasmanian, and
like Taz?
No. But this is like a must-watch comedy special. It's not like any comedy special I've ever watched. It's literally like half funny and half like, whoa, that was too real for a comedy show. And throughout it, she talks about like how she thinks she might need to get out of comedy because she's learned that in order to make someone laugh, you have to have trauma attached to it. And she's like, I don't want to sell
you gotta
my
go
trauma
that.
Anymore.
Yeah.
And like,
you're basically airing your dirty laundry in a
yeah. And
way.
Like her like situation is are very okay. real. And so it's a super good, man, it's a much watch. It's Hour Out of Your Day, Hannah Gadsby. It's amazing. And she's got two really cute dogs. So I follow her on Twitter and her, what do they call those? They're like brown poodles, I guess, kind of like...
Cocker Spaniels.
No.
Pomeranians?
No, not Pomeranians. They're probably just poodles.
Labradoodles?
There you go. They're Labradoodles.
Wiener dogs.
Super cute pups. So
Chows.
Check Beagles? Her out.
Just keep going.
Huskies. Just name every breed. But I highly recommend it. Before we get to you guys' putovers, I got to make sure... that we drop some plugs.
Pay the bills.
Plug yeah. life.
Pay the bills here.
So brother, as always, brother. Folks, there's a couple ways you can support us. We have a Patreon, which is patreon.com/MattManiaPodcast.
Going strong.
Every penny of that goes towards either merch or travels. Like hopefully coming up, we'll be at
Half In.
All In.
Half In.
No, we're
well.
Right now
of,
we're half in.
As of now,
we're still half
as
in.
As of now, we're half in.
Yes,
but,
half in.
So
that
if,
describes it
right
perfectly.
Now, it's just the tip.
Just the tip. You know.
Happen. So yeah, that'll get us to events. That'll get us new merch, like our sweet pins,
yeah.
which you can find on that site. How else can they support the show?
Well, right now, Pro Wrestling Tees is a partner of the Matt Mania Podcast and
friend of the show.
And currently, they are running the Independence Day sale, where it's 20% off everything. So be sure to use the promo code America. That is promo code. America.
America. You got to spell
and
it right.
America. And
America.
And again, it's 20% off everything. So you can go to
everything.
So you can go to the Matt Mania podcast, pick up the Matt Mania CD, the T-shirt. That's 20% off.
Yep.
And you can also go to, I mean, why the hell not? Let's give those boys a cheap plug. The Steel Cage podcast.
Yep.
Friends of the show. They get a
go grab a Steel Cage tee.
Does the strap have a store?
No.
Come on, brother.
Oh, it's coming.
We have no gimmick stand.
No gimmick table?
It's coming.
ZPW will, but the
Well,
strap,
there you go.
Nah.
Well, at the same time, again, go there, buy your favorite merchandise, but be sure to tack on the Matt Mania podcast merch there.
Yeah. What's that promo code again one more time?
Promo code again, 20% off everything. Promo code America. ProWrestlingTees.com. Search Matt Mania Podcast.
Sweet. Get us on Twitter.
Too sweet.
At Matt Mania Podcast.
Instagram.
Matt Mania Pod. And just Google Matt Mania Podcast.
Give us the Googles.
Wherever you like to get Googles going. All right. And now it's time to put over. Sarah, what do you got?
I have a book.
Book? Wah, what's that?
Books and is it?
I know, it's lame.
Insert the skirt down. Like, the entire
I know.
World has
like, what? So what's mine, that? Yeah, mine is a book called I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Give us the synopsis.
Oh, okay. So, you guys have heard of Golden State Killer, yes? Maybe not. You
LeBron
might.
LeBron James?
No.
Not with that team.
No. You might know him by his other names, East Area Rapist and Original Night Stalker.
East Area Rapist?
Not a true crime crowd? Sorry. Didn't realize there wasn't any crossover between wrestling and true crime. But this is a true crime book about...
I feel like that'd be someone's like rap name.
This is a true crime book, which it's very interesting because he was originally active in California in the 60s and 70s into the 80s and 90s, was never caught. This book is written by a really wonderful true crime writer named Michelle McNamara, who was Patton Oswalt's wife. But she was writing this book for years, trying to find him, trying to track him down, and she sadly passed away in the middle of writing the book.
Wow.
So it's really interesting because the first, like, two-thirds of the book are written by her, and then she passed away before she finished it. She was working with a couple of other writers and reporters who finished it for her. Hmm. So you can see, like, the shift in when it changes over to them writing. But the other very interesting thing, if you didn't see this in the news, is they fucking caught him a couple of months ago.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
Based on DNA that they finally had the technology to test. So it's really, like, bittersweet to read her search for him, knowing that she passed before they got him, but
that's fucked
knowing
up.
That so much of the work that she did,
yeah, and then
led to getting him. Wow. It's pretty great, but it's also very scary to read at night because he was fucked up.
Now I have some questions, but before that, Megaran, what does DNA stand for?
You know this, your teacher.
You're
close.
Deoxyribonucleic.
Yes. Yes!
Teacher,
rapper, hero. Now, second question: What inspired you, to kind of get into this book? Is this like a subgenre that you're really into?
Oh no!
Well, look at the bookshelf there. Second one down.
No.
Helter Skelter.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Look at my look over my bookshelf.
Pride and Prejudice.
Wait a minute! I gotta talk about
I did it.
The OJ Simpson book.
Wait.
This is really fascinating. During a tour with MC Lars, I did a whole lot of O.J. Simpson research.
Oh, there you go.
They put the word "if" inside of the
"I" letters
because it was the Goldman. The Goldman's family gets all the proceeds
that's
from this
right.
book.
They get every penny from that fucking
book. And they wanted it to look like it said "I did it."
Yep.
And so they put the "if" inside the "I," where you can't see it from a distance.
You can't even see it.
Look at this sub lore.
They get every penny of this from this book.
No and shit. As they
so I tried to listen to the
audiobook because you're lazy.
It's not as fun. I drive for a living. Give me a break, man.
Can't read and drive.
That's totally not
safe. I see people do it every day.
So I go on Audible. Shout out to Audible. For that one free book a month.
Don't be plugging them until they want to become friends of the show.
They got to become a friend of the show. Yeah, man, I listen, and it's not OJ reading the book, and I was so disappointed. But I was like, of course, why would OJ read this book?
Why would they let him do that?
So it's a guy who sounds like OJ, though.
No.
Like, well, if I would have done this, Nicole was so special to me that I was just in a blind rage. And like, it's a man who sounds like he's trying to sound like OJ.
He's trying to sound like a brother.
Very fascinating.
Trying to be brothered up.
I need to find out who did that. But I spent an entire year completely I spent the whole year completely obsessed with OJ. So looking at these books, I see there's some heavy
Haunted
stuff here.
Palunk.
You gotta see the books in the bedroom.
A lot of Chuck Klosterman.
Oh, so we're gonna go to the bedroom after this, like, brother.
Cackled as you asked that is.
That's a cackle, huh?
These are the things I read as I'm falling asleep at night. True crime, plane crashes, natural disasters. There's a lot of bad things going on in here.
So, if you were in the psychopath lore or world. I can point that that gun right at you and blow you the fuck up.
Uh-oh.
Whoops.
Hey.
Because.
One of the other books she's reading is Who Killed These Girls?
No, I finished that one. I got that for, what, my birthday, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, my birthday present was another true crime book about four teenagers who were killed in Austin in a frozen yogurt shop back in the 90s.
Oh, my God. So well, if you're into true crime, definitely check these books.
I got another follow-up question. What basically drove you to this genre of story reading?
What kicked it off?
Evil. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think of, like, it's got to go back to childhood. JonBenet, I've always been. JonBenet is probably the earliest one, maybe. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
So you read a book on that, or did you just the story, just, like, being caught up in that story?
I've always, ever since I was little, been, like, a news junkie. Like, my parents would always turn on nightly news at 6 o'clock, and instead of going to do something else, I would just sit there and watch it, even though I didn't know what the fuck most of it was.
Right.
And then I think actually it probably was OJ. It was one of the first. My aunt watched us when we were little after school, before and after school. She had that trial on every single day, court TV, every single day. There was no escaping it. So it kind of got in, you know, true crime bug got in early for me.
Speaking of this, the OJ lore, did you ever watch the street fight between Goldust and Roddy Piper?
No, I don't think so.
Mm. Well, if you're into OJ lore, you have to watch this.
I think you should. I forget which WrestleMania it was.
Yeah.
But they have a street fight and they reenact some moments of the OJ stuff.
No.
It's pretty great.
I was too focused on Roddy Piper's hating of Goldust's gayness. I never even picked up on this either. And I watched
it. Don't you
it's
know,
pretty
laddie.
Great. You got to watch this. You got to watch this match on the network. It's fun.
You can go on some sort of network.
I think there's a network that costs some amount of money.
That costs 999 yen. And you can watch the street fight.
I think I've heard of this.
Yeah.
Lynx, what are you into right now?
I'm going to put over something, and I'm sure that Lynx your kinetic. Audience would listen to all the time. If you're into industrial rock, which I'm sure you guys are. No, like that. No, that's death metal. Though.
I don't know.
Come on, get your genres right.
I don't know things. Educate me. Smarten me up.
All right, let them tell you.
Killing Joke. Jeez. Killing Joke is the name of the band, not inspired by the Batman book.
Not
wait a minute.
How
Joker.
Do you know?
Because
they
know?
Came out
how
in 19,
do you know?
They originated in 1977. That's how I know.
Oh, it is an old, it's an actual saying. Like, the Killing Joke means, like, the best joke ever that will kill.
So, they put out an album in 2003, which sounds nothing like them in 1977. In 1977, they sounded like every other 80s.
Like Beatles
modern
band?
English. No, like Duran Duran, modern English. Who else would you say they sounded like?
Have I heard this band?
Yes. 80s. Living in the 80s.
Oh, they remind me of like the Specials kind of.
Devo.
Yeah.
Right. And then 2003, they put out an album that basically could be the soundtrack to the apocalypse
Billy
right
Joel.
Now. No. Everything, every song on there makes you want to fucking put your pedal to the metal and drive into a brick wall. Should you be so inclined if you hear Trump and you want to just end it? That's the album to end it to. It's a really great, crunchy guitar.
Crunchy.
And the drums are amazing because David Grohl played drums on them.
What?
So they're powerful. Yeah.
He's played in everything.
Is
everything.
He's done it all. Is that like, what's your, I guess, go to for a newbie to hop in? Like
album
or
if the Neo X wants to listen to
self-titled 2003
industrial
album.
Metals. Right.
That's it.
Yeah, there's songs like Asteroid about an asteroid blowing up the planet. Death and Resurrection Show is a title. You know, happy stuff.
See, I'm not the only fucked up
so
one in
Sarah
this house.
Likes reading about murder.
See now.
Lynx likes listening to murder.
And I also have to put over one more thing. It's kind of
double put over.
Kind of related.
Fucking burr, 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 burr.
Wait
just
a minute.
Like rock knowledge.
You come in here trying to break the rules of the
man,
podcast.
What are you doing, brother?
No. I just want to give a shout out because
it's fine.
Okay.
Because when we put
out
the Golden Lovers song, I got followed by this band from LA called Health, which is kind of a synth industrial rock band themselves.
Love synth music.
And I was like, did you follow me by mistake? Because I really like them a lot.
This by accident.
You're so insecure.
And the guy
was
like,
an
and the guy was like, oh no, I am a huge Kenny Omega fan. So I saw that and just decided to follow you. So Health as well. There you go.
Kenny Omega bridging
Sweet.
bridging the world.
The gaps. Ask them for some free tickets. Let's get it going. Shout out to Health. That was cool.
Yeah.
All right. So we're definitely going to talk about that. We got to talk about Golden. So I would love to play the song if you could. Before we give any background, you'll just hear a song that I wrote about 7 days ago for Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi.
The Golden Lovers.
It's called Golden. Prince. Produced by Lynx Kinetic. Golden. Don't forget the parentheses. Golden. Can you mute us?
Golden. Yeah, you're on now, pal.
Golden.
We're live. Shining like a star, they know what we are. Golden. Always up the par, then we raise the bar. Golden. Give me the applause, give me all the stars. Golden. It ain't worth holding if it ain't. All best bout, just about the best out. Lovers back, run the track, got nothing to stress about. I'm in another class when I write a rap. Put a W at the end, just like Tiger Mask. Flying past with a Phoenix splash. You ain't seen the last, it's a clinic. This is independent genius class. Comic Goya, yeah, I can probably do this all day. I don't care about what they all say, I will bring it into your day. Gold on my neck and gold on the waist. And if you got what's mine, better know I'm on a case. On the chase like a hound, you know how he gets down with my. My knee goes up, body's hitting the crown. Flame keep my team burning, too determined to take you off your feet like a deadlift German. Golden elite, now you know the power. Pull the golden trigger, and you get in a golden shower. Golden, shining like a star, they know what we are. Golden, always up the par, then we raise the bar. Golden, give me the applause, give me all the stars. Golden, it ain't worth holding if it ain't. Golden, shining like a star, they know what we are. Golden, always up the par, then we raise the bar. Golden, give me the applause, give me all the stars. Golden, it ain't worth holding if it ain't golden.
This is the most unprofessional professional.
Absolutely. You know it. Final letter of the Greek alphabet. And it's about the prize, never been about respect. Leave a crowd impressed. Put me in the ring, I turn it to gold. A full metal alchemist. Yes.
All right. Throwback. We're back. That's a little bit of the golden track. You can get the rest on pretty much wherever you get music. It's on.
Yeah, Spotify, Bandcamp,
iTunes, Apple Music.
Everywhere. Just type in Mega Ran Golden. You'll see it. If it, you'll know it's the right one if, because it has parentheses around it.
See, that's inside why I joke. Did it.
Set it apart from all the other songs called. Word.
So we're back from our break. I wanted to talk about the song, of course. Everyone's asking me about it. Everybody's been like blowing me up, like, oh my gosh, congratulations. You guys did this really cool song. And I'm like, dude, I was nothing without my trusty producer, good old Lynx Kinetic, who came through. As he always does, in the clutch.
The way he do.
With a fire jam. Now, all I did was, like I always do, I just kind of gave you the layout, what I kind of wanted. I was into some dubstep at the time. And gave it a little wub-wub.
Not too much.
And boom. So, what were you thinking putting this together? Then, well, let's go one at a time. What went through your head putting this together?
The first thing I was thinking is, how in the fuck am I going to learn how to play this theme by ear? Because there's so much shit going on in the original Golden Lovers theme.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I finally zeroed in on that little melody I'm not going to redo it, but it's in there. A couple different melodies are in there. I just replayed those and then put like a drum and bass pattern at the beginning. The wub wubs. I didn't want to overdo the wub wubs. That was basically how am I going to...
Huh? Can never go wrong with wub wub.
You sure you can in 2018?
Wub wub wub.
Yeah, you can't go too wub wub heavy.
No wub wub heavy.
Yeah. Not too much, but yeah, just trying to pick out the different melodies that would be usable. Because if you've never listened to their theme, listen to it. There's so much shit going on. It's like
very grandioso.
Yeah, it's very much. So that's how I broke it down and took it apart. Just had to learn all the parts by ear, which is fun. So that's what I did, and I sent it over. And this is one of the I haven't been on a roll lately. There's been a couple of things that I've done. I've sent it, and they're like, "That's fine. Can you
make it more happy?"
So I was like, "He's probably gonna send this back," but he didn't. So it scored right off the bat. So right then I should have known it had a.
It was a home run, brother.
Yeah, it was like. What's the word I'm looking for? It had a sparkle. It had a shine.
It was golden.
It was golden. It was. It really was. When you nailed it, and so what I did just to get everyone's just a full idea of the steps. Okay, this all started maybe months ago. Alex Jabaley, who runs CEO, talked about having a New Japan segment and
so this is the inspiration.
Yeah, he's a good friend of Kenny Omega and
friend of the show.
Who decided or at some point said, hey, if you make a really cool track, maybe we can use it. And it was just always a maybe. I didn't expect it to happen or anything like that. But I was like, okay, well, I got to at least give him a good track. But time just starts slipping and slipping away. Like, I just started getting, I don't know, I was just not really
on top of. Well, you were really busy, though.
Yeah, I wasn't really on top of things because I had a lot going on. And so I think I sent it to Lynx maybe a week before, maybe 2 weeks before
the actual event. Yeah, it was 2 weeks, yeah.
2 weeks before the event. And I was like, well, if we can get it done, it'd be great. And then he did. He knocked it out. And I was like, I better start writing. And I started writing and worked on some things. And
Let me retell that just a little bit because
okay.
Rand goes, oh yeah, they want me to do. He didn't say I want you to do this with me. He's like, they want me to do a Golden Lovers remix. I'm like, I'm doing that for you. There's like really no choice here. This is not a question.
Yeah, there wasn't really a question.
And he was like, oh, how much time? It's like, oh, 2 weeks. I was like, okay, well, since I work a stupid day job, I've got a couple nights a week I work on music, so I stayed up pretty much 24 hours and I got it done. So
wow,
so worth it.
Definitely worth it. So let me tell
you why. He had no choice in the matter. I was doing
it. Yeah, maybe I didn't. I don't remember asking. So that's why I didn't ask. So it went, it came together and I wanted to get opinions before I started writing to it. So I sent it to Jabailey. Jabailey said, yo, this is cool. Send it to Kenny. And so I did. I DM'd it to him. I was like, hey man, when you get a chance, just take a listen. If you like it, I'm going to write some lyrics. He wrote back, like, all caps, like, holy shit, this is so great. Oh, my God, I can't wait to hear raps on this. This is so good. And I was like, well, thanks, man. I appreciate it. My boy Lynx Kinetic did
so
it.
Secretly, so secretly, I'm sorry, I got to cut in.
Yeah?
So secretly, you didn't, like, squeal like a little girl inside?
No. We did.
You
didn't
go,
we did.
Yeah. You told me what Kenny said.
When I told him what he said, I'm sure he got excited about it.
Oh, man.
I don't know, man. I've heard so many promises. I've heard so many, hey, this is awesome, let's do this, things from the industry. Maybe I'm a little jaded.
Don't be dead inside, brother.
No, I'm not dead inside. But when it comes true, that's when I get hyped.
Yeah!
That's literally what happened. Yes. So the CEO crossed the New Japan thing, which is still on Twitch, I believe, which had over 5 million viewers.
Yeah.
Unreal.
I think on the day of, they had about 2 million.
Yeah. It was 5 million by the end of the night.
Oof,
That was he sent me that and I was like, yo, holy crap. So gets to the main event.
You basically played in front of 5 million people.
I guess so.
Y'all, you guys played in front of 5 million people.
All right. Let me tell this story.
I'm just excited for both of you guys.
It is exciting. So basically we just beat the Beatles and Michael Jackson. anyway. So it's cool. Let me just dust my shoulders off a little bit. But we get to the show. We're backstage, which is, again, awesome. Thank goodness. Big shout out to Jabailey for running a hugely successful event.
Running the show.
And letting us hang backstage. So, like, Liger's walking by. And, like, all these legendary cats are walking by, getting dressed and hanging out. And Kenny's doing, like, he's running the whole show. He's there, like, pointing at things and telling people where to go. And camera
almost
angles.
Producing it at this point.
Totally producing the show. Telling them about camera angles. Get people's faces. Get those expressions.
Hey, pal. Shot one. God damn it, pal. Stop shaking the camera.
So then he comes over to me and he's like, hey, man. Thank you so much for doing this song. He's like, I just really wish we could have had you come up and rap it.
Aww.
But because of, like, some weird stuff going on with the sound out there, it wouldn't have sounded correct.
Yeah. You think for me, like, to maybe like that mic would have echoed
a lot of bouncing around without like proper monitors. So it would have been a bust. I honestly do believe if I was out there, I wouldn't have been able to hear myself. I would have been off beat. Mm-hmm. So I was like, but I'm just glad it's being used. And he's like, okay, like, me too, man. Thank you so much for doing this. And so yeah, the whole card goes by. I'm enjoying myself. And man, when it comes to the main event, and that music hits, I'm running like my camera because I just can't believe it. I'm like on Instagram or something, and like I think that's when it finally hit me. I was like, oh shit,
you did it!
That's our song. And like people even there are like, Megaran, is that you? Like they think they can make out my voice a little bit, like, is that you? And I'm like, yes. Ah, we did.
He's doing RVDs, like, yeah, RVD.
It's me. So that moment is when I let it all out. But again, I didn't want to get too excited beforehand. I thought like they would do some kind of switch at the last minute and play something else. But it was an unreal moment. It really was. So super thankful for Lynx for coming through with a banging track.
Yeah.
Thank you for not refusing my.
Thank you for taking this.
Yes.
Basically. Shout out to Jabailey for even allowing it to happen. Like, So the show went well. I mean, did you guys watch the CEO show?
I did, yeah.
Mostly. I just wanted to talk to you guys about it. Just, I mean, I was there, but I wanted to just from watching the stream, like, what were you guys' impressions of the show?
I really liked how it was put together. I liked the matches. I like how it was, you know, it felt like a house show because it was playing towards to the crowd. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I was unimpressed with the camera because obviously watching it on Twitch, the camera was like tilted to the right, tilted to the left. It was trying to be inside the ring. Mm. Then it was, you could see the bunch of ropes. Mm. So you're not accustomed to it. You know, it was very like guerrilla style, very raw.
Yeah.
You know, no pun intended.
Would you stop?
But you know what? For what it was, for being like the first time, it was still good. They worked the hard cam view, which I liked. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when they started panning around the ring and trying to get those shots, it was you can get a little bit of motion sickness. But that's just me nitpicking.
Don't you watch Raw every week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. When they punch each other in the face, it's a fucking mini earthquake. But again, for it being a first time, the commentators could have used work. Because I'm not sure if they've ever commentated before. I don't think they have.
Esports commentators, not wrestling commentators.
Right, esports commentators. But, the commentary could do work because, of course, commentary, you know, it paints the picture. It puts the emotion in the match, mm-hmm. which can get you a little bit invested. But, however, because it was a house show, there probably wasn't a lot to be invested, but they could have made it more fun.
Okay.
But other than that, it was still a great show.
All right. Yeah, I thought the action was great. I wasn't able to hear or see camera angles. But I was getting texts from people saying, "Oh man, they need you to get on that commentary." I'm like, "Man, I wish I could have." You know,
I actually thought the commentary was good.
Yeah,
I was like listening to it. I'm like, "This is better than Raw."
The British guy was funny.
Yeah, he was funny.
The British guy was funny.
They weren't the most knowledgeable, which to be expected. But that was almost kind of fun to be like, they don't know that move name.
I was kind of, inner Vince McMahoning, like, God damn it, it's a sidewalk slam. Just say what a maneuver.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you mean? He didn't know the name, the fallback.
Just do one maneuver. What a maneuver. You know, so that's kind of where my take was. But, and then I have a question about the CEO. Mm-hmm. The overall experience, the just being there in the thick of it, I mean, how did that make you feel?
It was great, man. Like, CEO, for those who don't know, stands for Community Effort Orlando. And this time it took place in Daytona, which is about an hour from Orlando. First time they kind of branched out of their town and did something a little bigger. And it really worked out. It's basically a fighting game tournament.
Right.
So there's Street Fighter.
Almost like an Evo.
Yeah. Very similar to Evo. And I had never been to any of those events before.
Right.
As much gaming stuff as I do, fighting game tournaments is just something that's not in my wheelhouse.
It's just a bunch of mean mugging nerds just dogging each
These
other.
These are like the tough nerds. Yeah, you know what I mean? I like the meek nerds, you know? Yes. So these guys are, you know, and each year at CEO, it gets more and more like wrestling related, adjacent. Guys come out like the Undertaker's theme when they're about to play. One guy did Val Venus this year. I don't know if you saw that. Comes out with the towel and he does all the moves. It gets them a chance to show their mm-hmm. personality.
Well, it puts like a showmanship because it's a competition, and the competition needs showmanship to make it interesting.
Absolutely.
As wrestling is.
Because, once you're done with the showmanship, you just sit down and grab a controller, and you just let the buttons go away. Yeah. So,
and that's kind of why I thought it would have been better if, you know, kind of what they did with the Elite versus the New Day, if in between they were like talking shit to each other. You know, that's just kind of
fun.
Yeah, that's just kind of me like saying maybe if they trash talk a little bit
maybe
more.
Maybe if they made it a little more fake then I mean
and like at a some little point, je ne sais quoi.
Throw a little of that E in there for the WWE.
Look, I don't know this world very well, but from the outside Welcome. from the outside looking in, I would imagine that these hardcore gaming nerds probably aren't too quick on their feet in terms of the trash talking.
They can just script it, man. Like the WWE.
Script it. I mean, I'm sure most of those guys aren't quick either. So
pull out a flashcard.
Script it.
Your mother wears army boots.
Bullet points, brother.
Bullet points.
No, they just like say something that the average person wouldn't understand. Like, oh yeah, your 5 power drop number kick plus power up point thing was lame.
Right.
Ass.
Right, like the rest of the world wouldn't get it.
You should have punished on that wake up, you fucking nerd.
I think where it's going is definitely getting a little closer to that, but It was great, man. I stayed up all pretty late to watch the finals myself. Kenny Omega's hugely into the fighting game community as well. So he was all about it. Like, I got to see who wins. And, like, there was legit, like, excitement. Like, there was all the American players got knocked out at one point. So there were nothing but Japanese players left.
Silly guy, Jin.
So people were all sad and they're, like, chanting USA during the match. Like, people were really into it. Wow. And, like, taking bets on the side. Like, I just couldn't believe the action that was going on in this, in, like, in a wrestling arena, because they had the finals in the same ring as New Japan. Ring. Oh, wow.
Didn't they have a lot of the finals in the ring? Like, I saw that they had the Guilty Gear finals.
Yeah, they did the Street Fighter. All of them that day, which was why the day was really long. They did Dragon Ball FighterZ, Smash, Guilty Gear, Street Fighter, Super Turbo, Mortal Street Fighter Kombat. 5, and something else. So it's a really fun thing, and I want to thank those guys for kind of letting me into their world a little bit, because it was totally new for me.
Yeah.
Like, I go to Comic Cons, Game Cons, Anime Cons, but never, like, competitions. So it actually opened my eyes to the worlds of esports. You guys familiar with esports?
Yes.
Basically, people who get paid big bucks to play video games.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, when are you going to start a team? You, Kenny, Dave?
Oh, I'm good at Street Fighter.
Maybe we need to start a team.
Start a team?
No, we could run the team. You don't even have to play. You just give coaching and ideas.
Come on, play. I get my hands dirty. Coacher, coacher slash, player.
Player coach.
Player coach.
I think that would be cool. I think that's, honestly, I want to learn more about it, the community, before I kind of just dive in. Like, yeah, I'm taking over. But
we can be like a celebrity or like a main attraction. We could be an attraction.
Yeah.
Attraction.
I'll be the Brock Lesnar of this thing. I'll show up once a year.
I will be the Paul Heyman.
I'll show up once a year and play one match and leave. That'd be fun.
That's it.
So speaking of Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman, I saw a great sign at Raw Monday.
I saw a better sign on SmackDown.
I know. it was in where? I was about to say San Diego, but it was in South Dakota. The other SD, and which is the birthplace of one Brock Lesnar. And there was a sign that said, "Welcome home, Brock." Never mind. I thought that was funny. So
the sign I saw on SmackDown tonight, it was this guy holding up a checklist sign, and it says, "Things I saw this year."
Aww.
Bigfoot, check. Area 51, check. Northern Lights, check. Brock Lesnar, unchecked.
I saw one too. I thought this one you were going to say. Someone had a sign that said, "I've attended more WWE events this year than Brock Lesnar."
Wow. Dude, I think I might be able to say that.
I think you probably
That's
could.
Crazy.
Oh, shit. That's a good one.
So let's talk about this before we go into Raw stuff. I read a report, and I actually got on a guy online about...
He got on a guy.
Whoa!
I did.
Hey-o.
It was fun. Now, I jumped on him because he was reacting
And... I'm just trying to be Rock Knowledge.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
The
spirit of Rock Knowledge is inside
of me. Ladies and gentlemen.
Inside of me.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean, Rand jumped on a guy? I don't like that too much.
Are you trying to be Teak?
Yeah, that's my Teak Hall impression.
Speaking of Teak Hall, I have a question about your pens that you sell. When you turn them upside down, is it Teak dressed and then it's closed?
No, pens! Not pens.
Oh, I thought you said
not pens.
Pens. I don't know.
Enamel pen. What in the
world? What's a fucking pen?
That's a weird idea.
But maybe.
Well, now there you go. You're welcome.
If the Matt Maniacs out there want it,
you
want
a stripping Teak Hall pen?
Stripping Teak Hall pen. P-E-N.
That'll put butts in seats. So, here's what... What was I about to say? Oh, yeah.
You were jumping on a guy.
Whiz.
The report.
He read the report. The report said Brock Lesnar is not expected to make SummerSlam. And he's like, dude, this isn't even funny anymore. I'm sick of this. Brr, nerd rage.
Nerd rage.
And I was like, is that confirmed, bro? Like, do you want to get mad now? Or do you want to just wait till it gets confirmed?
You want to check your sources, bro?
And he's like, I just reacted to the news just the way anyone else would. And I was like, is it news, though? Like, it's just it's a rumor. It's not news.
It's
WWE.com is not going to say, oh, by the way, Brock Lesnar's not coming. Like, anyway, so I heard from another friend who was like, this whole Brock Lesnar not showing up thing is a huge elaborate work to get us to boo him and cheer pretty much anyone else, particularly
Roman
Reigns, the big dog.
Well, here's two things that you need to know. One, he has one more match on his contract. So he can't say no if they say you're wrestling at SummerSlam, unless he's going to be in breach of contract. And two,
ooh, the strap's smartened up the marks out there, brother.
Wait, one match? Is it? Wow.
No. That's it. On the contract, there's one left.
Dang.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Really?
Serious. No way.
And then two.
Wait, it's only by matches, not by, like, length of time or year?
Well, no. At WrestleMania, that was technically the end of his contract. Then they renegotiated two more. Saudi Arabia and assumingly SummerSlam.
Yeah.
So, and then two, he did not get in the USADA pool for UFC. So to jump back in to piss test to go into UFC, he did not go back in. So he's not going to go to UFC this year.
And I thought he still had to serve out his quote unquote probation.
I think that's over.
That's over.
Yeah, because I think
it was a year, right?
Yeah, the end of June, he had to either say he's in or out, and he did not.
He didn't say
go
he was
back
in.
So
he's out.
Come on, do your research, idiots.
So
shit, yeah, you fucking
one
marks.
More match. Yeah. Holy crap! One more match. Now, if you got the book. For Raw or for WWE in general.
So if you can book it.
If your guy, you know Brock Lesnar has one more match. Do you make it SummerSlam or do you drag it out a bit?
SummerSlam.
What do you say,
just
Neo?
Rip the
great balls
band
of fire.
People are sick of it already.
Just get it over
at
with.
At this point, great balls of fire. I mean,
well, the thing
extreme
is
rules. Why not?
Throw away bullshit pay-per-view.
They keep waiting to like, oh, we need to do this when Roman's over, or a crowd that'll cheer when he wins. There's no such thing.
When
it's never gonna fucking happen.
It's not gonna
happen.
He was
getting a lot of cheers this Monday.
Oh, and we'll do it in South Dakota then.
Because like how
there it is.
Like because, but it's really because the formula is Roman with a Shield mate.
Yep.
Cheers.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But Bobby Lashley, and I said this last episode.
Bob
Lashley, I think he can
Robert.
Get.
Robert.
Robert Lashley.
Bobbert
Lashley.
Bobbert.
I think he can get the crowd to cheer Roman because I think Bob could be a good heel.
I don't know. Well,
Bob Lashley.
He's too vanilla to be a heel.
He's black though.
Yeah, and
he's not vanilla.
There's white chocolate. Why can't there be black vanilla?
I'm saying he's boring.
Sorry. Please edit that.
I don't think
boring.
People don't care.
I think he's
you gotta
okay.
care to
he
boo.
Can't, he can't
no,
cut
but,
a promo that's charismatic. That's it.
No. But the thing is, if he doesn't need to be charismatic, if he's direct to the point and he lets his actions speak louder than his words,
he was certainly direct to the point on Raw. Roman, I do not like you.
Yeah, but but the
that
stare,
was it.
But
that
the
was
stare,
it.
Like his emotions and the stare was enough.
Was
to
it
start
though?
It to start.
Was it though?
It can get there.
I think people will always feel bad for Bobby Lashley because he has a little peanut head with tiny ears, and when he wears a headband, he looks ridiculous. But if he doesn't wear a headband, his eyebrows aren't thick enough to mop out the sweat, so he's kind of fucked.
So it's calculated headband.
Oh yeah, headbands are functional.
Every time he comes to the ring with a hat on, Sarah's like,
"He looks
he's
normal.
Handsome,"
he
and then he
normal.
Puts on the headband. She's like.
His head looks weird now.
The peanut head.
I always feel like every time he loses the headband, he gets a replacement headband. Like, just instantaneously.
Yeah. It just comes right back.
Yeah.
It grows out of his eyebrows. No. I don't know if he's the guy.
I think so.
That'll turn the crowd to Roman.
I don't know. I will say yes. I think he can.
Look, do you
that's just me hopeful.
Do you have a short
memory? Hopefully thinking. I just want.
You have a short memory.
Mm-hmm.
Remember a couple years ago when Sheamus got the crowd against him and cheered Roman?
Mm-hmm.
By the time he was off Sheamus, it all went away. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Just do
We're
it.
Here
just have
now.
Brock lose to him.
All
have
that
Roman
stuff.
Squash Brock. Just 10 seconds.
A
10
second.
Get it over.
Oh, amazing.
That would be pretty great.
If this is what you want, just do
just
it.
Do
what
it.
Are you scared of?
This
you got
is
your TV contracts. You're billionaires.
You're done.
So
now.
Done.
Yeah,
just do
cares?
It.
Just get it over with.
Who cares?
I like the analogy. Rip the Band-Aid off. Just give it to us.
Mm-hmm. I think it could still drag, but yeah, I would want SummerSlam to be Brock Lesnar's defending match.
And but, I think it will be. I just think they're gonna build up this thing that makes people think he's not gonna be there, so they can hate him.
Because I feel like what they're doing is they want to make Brock to be he's not a company guy, but Roman Reigns is a company guy.
But company guys are hated by the fans, so
no,
that doesn't work.
In the sense where again, Roman is day in day out working and fighting and proving his worth.
Here's the problem with that. He said that at a bunch of occasions, and then like a couple weeks ago, he was off for no reason. On Raw, he just wasn't there.
When was this?
A couple weeks ago.
It was a few weeks ago.
Okay, weeks ago. We're talking about today's Raw.
Yo, I'm here every week defending my yard dog.
Except when I'm on week, vacation.
Except when I get a day off.
Except this time.
We're not talking about last today, couple weeks ago. We're talking about right now.
Hey, man, every
But if that's
every
his
week.
Promo, that his high horse is that he's always there.
Yeah.
And I mean, for the most part,
and
he's there. He is.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Okay, he gets a day off when he got herpes or whatever. Okay, but he's still there.
A flare up.
You know, he's still there.
Yeah, he is. I don't know if that's enough to make people switch. I mean, the crowd's been kind of split lately,
but again,
from what
I've
heard.
That's kind of what I feel like they're doing is like, okay, Brock's not defending his title. He wants to, you know, quote unquote, bleed the company for more money.
Mm-hmm.
But again, Roman is saying that he's here, he's for the fans, and he's doing this and that. That's kind of where I've been seeing it.
Well, yeah. He's literally saying that every week.
Right.
So then he also says, oh, Bobby, you quit 10 years ago. And you, Bob, you didn't. You can't cut it. You know, so again, that's his.
Sounds contradictory.
No. Makes sense that is Roman's platform.
Right.
He's like, I'm the guy who's here working every day. Well, you know, so is Seth, you know?
Yep.
So
he's the most over guy right now.
I don't know if you can argue that. I mean, Miz drops a baby and comes back to work. Mm-hmm. Like, so I don't know if that's a proper platform. You
but
know what I mean?
They're just not. Okay, excuse me for saying this.
Uh-oh.
But they're just not on the Roman Reigns level.
What? Did you just say
that
about Seth Rollins? What? Get out of my house.
Please stand by.
I mean, but in the sense where the company just isn't pushing these boys like they are pushing Roman.
Well, yeah, that's apparent. Yeah. This week on Raw is apparent. Roman doing double duty.
Double duty.
Well, triple.
5 seconds.
I mean, you don't want a Roman Reigns match? Here's three of them.
And 5 segments.
Dude,
replays.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I couldn't believe that. I watched the hour and a half version on Hulu, and literally it was an hour of Roman.
Peppered with the big dog.
Yeah, it was like an hour of Roman. And so he is the guy. I mean, honestly, do you think Vince McMahon would keep doing this if he wasn't the top merch seller?
Yes, because I don't think he is. He's in like the top five, but he's not
there.
The top. Yeah,
he's got to be up there.
He's been usurped several times. As far as I know, Cena is still your number one seller.
New Day, AJ.
Yeah, AJ is like
Roman.
Right there with Roman, which, I mean, he's a title holder
too. Fair.
Yeah. But if they cared about Roman that much, why did you not have him win at WrestleMania? Why are we dragging this out?
I have no idea.
They keep waiting for the perfect scenario that will never happen. Mm-hmm. Here's my prediction of fantasy booking right now, and if I'm right,
okay,
you guys owe me a Coke.
All right.
SummerSlam, Brock, Roman. Roman wins. Crowd boos. Everyone hates it. Braun cashes in. Everyone loves it.
On Roman. At same night?
I think who called
same
that
night.
Already?
We called that.
Thank
you.
I think that's what everyone sees happening.
Yeah.
I think Braun needs to just make it clear, like announce that he's going to cash in and just do it that day anyway.
He kind of said already, like, I am cashing this in on Brock.
Yeah, he's already said that.
Obviously. But
what if Brock does?
Right, but Brock needs to show up to get cashed in. You know?
Can't cash in if
can't
I'm not
cash
there.
In if he's not there. Insert meme.
I don't know, man. And in the meantime, what else happened on Raw? Oh, there was a porta potty.
Cool.
Okay, I would just say, all you smarks out there, just let it go, man. Just live. Have a little whimsy in your life. And
I
just,
agree. I like this.
And just
we
say,
need
hey,
some
just
I
let
laughed
it,
at it.
I laughed at it too.
I laughed.
But like, there's a bunch of marks like, where did you get the duct tape? Why are there still why are there straps on the porta john? Why was there a fucking ramp on the side? Get out of here. Just enjoy it for what it was.
Yeah, you got
it. It was empty when he pushed it, and then you know he was covered in blue paint and rolled over.
It was still fun.
It was shit juice.
Supposedly.
But it was, I mean, just the same. Like, just, again, wrestling is about suspending your disbelief, getting lost in the story and in the entertainment of sports.
I hate to say it, but those days are over. Yeah. We just spent 20
in
minutes talking about everything but suspension of disbelief. I hate to say that, though, because I do want to enjoy moments like that and have fun. But
well, and mind you, I'll just say this. Mind you, this is the WWE product.
Entertainment, pal.
There's still plenty of other wrestling out there.
I had problems with this segment. One, as someone with OCD, anything involving a port-a-john, I'm just like,
ugh. This is gross.
I was triggered. I was like, how clean could that really be? Mm. Kevin, you're not KO. You're not really in there, are you? He's not. Oh, he's in there. Damn it. And two, why am I supposed to be mad at Kevin Owens? He's right 99% of the time on the things that he says.
He's right about this, too. Who wouldn't run away from Braun?
Why am I supposed to be cheering that he's getting bullied like this? This is not something I'm enjoying.
Key word, bullied.
Well, we don't bully. Stand up, be a man, or be a star.
But didn't we cheer when he did this to Roman? When he bullied Roman?
But Roman got equal to him.
Yeah, Roman was tit for tat.
Yeah, they both tried to kill each other.
He hit him with a car or an ambulance or whatever.
He did. He tried to murder him.
This is Kevin Owens saying, please don't put me in this match. I beg you. I'll watch your damn kids. No, you're doing it. And then he gets...
runs away to try to self-preservation.
Yeah.
Then he gets the valet is a dick.
The valet just messing him up every time. I don't get it. It is weird.
This is leading to a cage match, which the idea of a cage match is he can't run away. He hasn't been able to run away anyway. Every time he tries.
Already can't run.
Yeah. And again, I think, you know, we should just put away our smarky fedoras and just try to enjoy it for what it is.
But I can't enjoy it if the guy that I'm supposed to hate and enjoy watching get beat up hasn't done anything that makes me want to see him get... Like,
ooh,
if this was
pronouns, pal.
Oh, sorry. Kevin Owens.
Okay.
If this was Baron Corbin, I'd laugh my ass off.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, that's my problem with it. It's like, I don't know why I'm supposed to hate Kevin
Owens.
Yeah,
what did Kevin Owens do wrong
Now, I don't think we're in the Kevin Owens hating atmosphere. Like, because I don't hate him either.
No.
Right.
I think he's just trying to make it in Raw.
Yeah. And he's being bullied.
He needs to stop using valet is what he needs to do. Just park your own more shit. Valet. Keep your keys in your pocket.
Order
you're
an Uber.
Out of there.
Do something.
Yeah, just Uber.
I did find that funny.
Uber to the
like,
next town.
He comes and the valet's like, oh, you can't park there. And he's like, oh, I'm going to park here. And then when he leaves the building, he forgets his keys anyway.
Right.
Oh, God.
Okay, anything else from Raw before we move forward?
Dr. Shelby's
yay! Back!
Yo, Dr. Shelby.
Boy, that sucks.
I watched this segment with my wife, and she's like, that was stupid.
So, she was right.
Yeah, I kind of agree. What do you guys make of this? I mean, I like the throwback. I definitely like callbacks, mm-hmm. especially in this era where they want us to have short memories. Bailey, Sasha, what's going on?
I will agree with the 7 key factors of friendship.
Sharing.
Caring.
Trust.
Kindness.
Time.
Love.
Oh, shit, I can't remember.
That was really
good.
You're
on a roll, Sarah.
I think one was like joy or something.
It was.
I don't know.
Joy. Yeah. We probably made some up. Joy. It's okay. But again, like I kind of liked it for the entertainment, but again, the smart mark in me was like, come on, get into the action there.
Yeah. Just let them fight.
Powerbomb them through Dr. Shelby's table.
Yeah, like everything that they're doing with Ronda, that's what they should just be doing with Sasha and Bayley. Just, I mean, redo what you did on NXT. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I said that last episode.
We've said that a year ago. Like, they really should.
Here's the thing, too, why this doesn't work. Like, Dr. Shelby worked with Daniel Bryan and Kane because they were so good at playing off each other. Mm-hmm. You could tell by watching Sasha and Bayley, they're like not good at reading these lines or remembering them. Or
and you know what it was? I feel like Team Hell No had this unbalanced balance where it was like it's kind of comical that they're so because they're just total opposites versus Sasha and Bayley being like the four horsewomen, so there's history there, so you kind of know where that story has originated from, and then to suddenly see it kind of blow up, you want like a faster resolution in some cases. But last week, I was saying that I was enjoying it because of the fact that it's the only relevant story on Raw right now that I felt, other than what, Alexa and...
Ronda?
Yeah.
I mean, who amongst the boys has a good storyline right now?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think... I mean, well, there's not really a story with Seth and Dolph. It's just good matches.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
which
have
is
a good
enough. Right now, it's been tit for tat. So if they go into a rubber match... That's cool.
They're going to do a 30-minute Iron Man.
Right.
So that'll be cool. But yeah, I mean, it's been good matches. We don't really need story when you got good matches sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but since the ladies' division, the women's division hasn't been too on fire, that's kind of where I'm like, okay, I can see the matches, I can see the build up, and like Link said, I want them to do another NXT takeover.
Yeah. But that Ronda segment was pretty fire, though.
Like, yeah.
I loved her going off on everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
That was great. So if they, you know, whether the idea was, oh, let's take her off TV for a little while, mm-hmm. then bring her back strong. Like, it's a great story, I thought. You know, having her have that moment where she just snaps.
Ooh, she was brutal.
Yeah.
Beating people with briefcases.
I was rough. Beating up Kurt, flips him.
Why'd she flip Kurt?
Yo, what did he do?
Like, that was a heel move, Daddy.
Kind of was.
She's a heel.
All right, so let's talk. Speaking of women, a good friend of mine, a guy by the name of Rob Patillo, is an amateur wrestler to be, by the name of Robbie Road Steamer, and also is and was a very good friend of the late great China. So I want to talk a little bit about his newest campaign involving China. He is leading a campaign now to get China as a hidden character or bonus character in the new WWE 2K19 game. And also, he's trying to push hard for China for the Hall of Fame next year. So I definitely want to support that. So if you could, he's tweeting from China's account these days. So if you could go to @ChinaJoanLauer and show a little love, retweet that last tweet, which is all about China for Hall of Fame. Any thoughts China on China for Hall of Fame?
China for Hall of Fame.
Absolutely, she should be in there.
Do you have Sarah? Do you have any memorable China like matches or segments that really resonate with you?
I was watching at the time, but then kind of fell off. Mm-hmm. Probably at the height. I do remember. Shit, who broke her back? Somebody. Anybody remember what I'm talking about?
No. China got her back broken?
Well, like work back.
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Wow. Somebody who fucked would it have her
been?
Up.
Like a dude, obviously.
I feel gosh. Like it was like a faction. What,
Jeff
because,
Jarrett? Or no.
I don't think
maybe
so.
Jarrett. He had a thing with her. But
it was either Jarrett or Jericho.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm not sure about that.
I think one of my favorite China moments was when she actually won the Intercontinental title.
That was huge.
That was awesome.
She participated in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, Royal Rumble.
All amazing.
She did some amazing stuff.
Yeah.
I think
just like being like that bodyguard for Trips, for Triple H, like just mean, maniacal, mean mugging, you know, hitting people in the wiener, you know, suplexing, DDT, I mean, you know, hooking legs on the ropes. Her entire heel run was amazing.
It was great. Yeah. Her run, of course, with Eddie was awesome. Stuff of legend. So yeah, man.
A real romance story.
There's really no question. I mean, we gotta get China
she's,
in there.
Yeah, as she's well an as innovator. Vader. Yeah.
She's gotta be in there.
I will say when I was watching back during that time, I was probably 12, 13 years old.
Yeah,
and it was Attitude Era. I really did not enjoy women's wrestling at that time because
it was all not good. It was all panties and
exactly.
panties and stripper
so
matches.
So then to see China was awesome to me. It was like, oh shit, she
will beat that
wrestling
ass
wrestling like the guys. And I remember my older brother and I like got on this kick one time. He was in high school and he's like, come on, let's work out, because he was watching wrestling. And like work out to us was like, let's do push-ups and stuff. Like, it wasn't working out
pump
at all.
It up.
And my dad was like, make sure you do the push-ups on your knees. You don't want to look like China. And I was like,
why not?
Yes,
why?
I do.
Maybe I do. Word.
You know the official reason why Triple H has basically said why they haven't put her in yet, right?
Smarten us up, brother.
I remember that.
Well,
let us know.
If someone was to Google her,
they'll get
porn.
If you Google Seth Rollins right now, you're gonna see a dick pic. Who gives a shit?
Dick pics.
Here's one. Google Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Murders.
Murders.
Bringing it back to true crime.
Google Hulk Hogan.
Racist.
Google Ultimate Warrior.
Oh,
fuck
man.
You.
Yeah, bullshit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's bogus.
It's just because of Stephanie. I guarantee. Probably. She's like, I know.
Like, she's got the ex-girlfriend complex.
She probably must. Like, what's the other reason? Like,
there's no other reason.
Mickey James has done porno, and she's on the roster right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, get off it.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's done like the spreads, right? On the, I mean, no pun intended. I mean, yeah. But, she, but
I'm sure she's done a few spreads.
She never did like the. Did she ever do videos or did she just do the magazines?
She either did a way, video I'm with X-Pac. Sure she had spreads.
Oh, she did one with
X-Pac. She did a video with
X-Pac. Are you talking about China or Mickey China. James?
Mickey James.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think just magazines, but there was a penetration.
He's trying to act like he hasn't seen it because I'm here.
No, I'll admit I've seen it. I'm just trying to keep it as PG as possible, even though we've swore a bunch of times.
Right. God, okay, boss. One more thing that isn't PG that actually happened around the CEO New Japan show. I don't know if you guys heard about this.
Hot takes.
But I got to talk about it.
Hot takes. Because
Kenny addressed it, so I guess we all must.
Here we go.
During the dark match
of
the show, which was surprisingly like broadcast, which didn't necessarily have to be.
Yeah, was it the Nakazawa mask? Is that the one he was in?
It was about the Pedo
very
guy,
first
the,
match. The, was two guy? Small guys. Yeah, the one guy. I mean, I don't want to call him a molester.
I mean, that's kind of what that's. But
he
that's,
is, though.
Be but accurate that's, about what he's done.
Yeah, that's what he's titled.
He is a sexual
offender.
Sex offender. Mm-hmm. All right. The guy's name, gosh, I forget his last name, is Chase something.
It's like Royce Rance or something.
And a lot of people in the community know about this guy and what he's done. He's like, you know, dated young girls and things like that. He is a registered sex offender. Now, he wrestled in the dark match as a payback for helping them set up the ring and train Jabali and some other stuff. They asked for two guys to do a dark match, and he was one of them. And the crowd that knew about it is just like instantly mortified. Like, yo, this guy should not be here. Now, Kenny apologized for it. Initially, though, he was a little dismissive. Like, shut up, whatever. Got really defensive about it. Like, what do you, you know.
Yeah.
So, but then after he did some research, he's like, whoa, I feel really bad. If anybody felt uncomfortable, you can get a refund, blah, blah, blah. Now, I had a friend bring up the other side of that. He said, hey, man, this guy obviously has paid his fines, maybe done some jail time.
He's paid his dues.
Paid his debt to society.
Right.
Is he supposed to not ever work again? Is that the deal? I don't know. And I didn't really know how to address that because I don't really know what he's done.
Yeah.
But like, I think honestly where they went wrong with the show is when you are a sexual deviant, you have to let people know, especially in an all ages
event.
The onus is on the company to be like, yo, this guy, just to let you guys know, you're in the room with a sex offender, you know, and they didn't do that.
But I thought they only did that with his, you know, I thought they only do that to your residents. I don't think you have to announce it every time you do a public appearance.
I would hope not. I mean, that would be a little weird. Like, hey, guys, sex offender.
Just real quick up top.
Going to the bank. Just wanted to let you know, sex offender
so
in your bank.
I feel like, again, if he's... I feel like if kind of like what you said, if he's done his, you know, his if he's paid his debt to society, if he's not doing it again, obviously it's kind of hard for us to know. Mm. But if he's, you know, done his, you know, his court appointed, you know, rigmarole.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Can he not wrestle anymore?
I think he
I guess that's the question that I was asked, and I didn't know how to address it. So I just shut
it's,
up.
It's kind of weird because, yeah, you can be labeled a certain thing forever, but he's choosing to wrestle, you know?
Yeah.
If he didn't want to be in the public, he doesn't need to wrestle like in the, you know, in public or anything like that. Or he could maybe try to teach. I don't know. I think it's his prerogative at this point. If he's saying he has this target or label on his back and then he wants to wrestle publicly.
True crimes on the case.
That's kind of his prerogative. And I mean, I think at this point, if he's choosing to be on a public platform to do his craft, well, he should take the good and the bad that comes with it.
What do you got, Sarah?
I don't want to bring everybody down.
Uh-oh.
I just happened to look him up on his Megan's Law, you know, the thing he has to be registered on.
Yeah, no, let's hear it.
Where it
break
has
it down.
To say... Legit his real address and the make and model of his car and license and shit.
Like everything.
But it does say, just so everybody has the facts, so
you
can form your opinion.
You gotta smarten
us
up.
What he did.
Smarten us up.
His actual judgment date, this happened back in 2011, or that's when he was convicted in 2011.
Right. That's when he got the judge's sentence.
Right. He was convicted, guilty, crime description, lewd, lascivious, battery, sex with victim, 12 to 15 years old.
Now, when that's battery, is that hitting?
I mean...
Is that punching?
From what I had read. I think what happened is he like took a girl who was somewhere between 12 and 15, according to this,
mm-hmm.
across a state line to where it was okay, where the age was lower.
What is it?
Nowhere that I know of.
Is it like willingly or unwillingly? Does it say like kidnapping or anything?
No, when you're a child,
it's
like
always unwillingly.
When you're a child, you're not capable of consent.
But what? Okay.
So I mean, that charge. Who knows? Like the
right.
You know, the prosecutor could have said, "Oh, it was."
I guess my question was he also accused of like kidnapping and like assault?
That isn't in here. So I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so. But that's. Pretty bad enough.
No, that is bad.
It's pretty bad.
That's damn bad. But the opinion goes kind of like what I was saying. Mm-hmm. If he's choosing to wrestle on this platform in front of the public,
he should. No, I agree with you. He should.
He should be ready to take.
This is your choice you made. You got to do the time now. And the time in this case, mm-hmm. society has decided, is the rest of your life. Everyone gets to know this.
He should take all the tomatoes thrown at him and all the lettuce thrown at him if he wants to continue to do what he wants to do.
Special sauce and the buns and everything else.
All that.
Now, question then. Is it on Kenny Omega to, one, apologize for booking him, two, offer refunds, and three, feel bad, as he really does. He feels awful.
I'm sure
about
he
it,
does.
So.
Right.
But did he know?
No.
But should he have at least said, hey, intern, somebody, you over there, Google real quick these guys. I wouldn't have thought to do that. I certainly fucking will now.
I wouldn't have thought to, but yeah.
I wouldn't have thought to do it.
If you were ever booking your own program, would you think twice to, you know, run?
I certainly will now.
I certainly will now.
Wait, what do you mean?
Wait, that's a great segue.
What do you mean? That's a terrible segue.
Well, it's a pretty bad one, but we are toward the end of the show, so I wanted to give.
I do want to say, I think he was, yes, right to apologize. Mm-hmm. Refunds is up to him. Should he have known?
That's kind of, I mean, that's kind of if you had, you know, hindsight.
Of course.
Of course you should have known.
Hindsight's 2020.
But at the end of the day, if he's like, hey, this guy's a good wrestler. Yeah. I've seen what he does in the ring.
Sure.
He's, you know, he can put on a good dark match. If he didn't know, he didn't know.
I think at this point, he can do is apologize.
Yeah.
Like he did. Move on, learn from it.
A lot of the times you hear
people
ignorance.
People need to stop tearing him down.
Right. And a lot of times you hear ignorance is never an excuse. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, well, what the fuck do you want me to do? You know, it wasn't in the back of my mind. If I didn't know, hey, I'm sorry I didn't know.
Right.
But, I mean, I will address it now and we'll move forward from here.
And I absolutely do not condone anything that this guy did. But having said that, the hypocrisy is kind of funny to me that, like, Kenny made this mistake. Well, we should just throw him in the trash. Meanwhile, let's celebrate the life of David Bowie and Mick Jagger, who constantly betted 15, 16, and 17-year-old girls on the regular, and they are looked at as heroes to everyone.
Well, yeah.
It's kind of, you know, it's
like,
sad.
Don't bury Kenny. He's the fucking, he's one of the good ones that is out there trying to do his best to change things. And mistake does
given,
not
given
mean,
what he has
yeah,
in
I
front
mean,
of him,
it's
he's
a mistake.
Trying to do what he can with.
It's a mistake. If you're going to follow that logic, then don't listen to those guys' music anymore. Don't watch the Grammys who had them on. Don't,
exactly.
You know what I mean? You got to follow your
got
to
keep it all the way.
Everyone has an
keep
opinion.
The same energy.
Yeah, everyone has an opinion at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Again, if you don't like something, don't support it. You know?
True.
Don't be a glutton for punishment if you don't want to support whatever it is.
Yep.
Well,
totally agree.
True. Church. All right, we're going to close on that. But one thing we do like and we do support is wrestling.
Ooh.
So
Colossal Tussle.
I want to talk really quick. We got maybe about 5 more minutes. We want to talk about
where are we at right now?
ZPW.
108.
Woo.
Can someone one of you two can tell us what that is?
Smarten
what's
brother
ZPW?
Up, brother,
I think I saw
brother.
A tweet the other day.
ZPW is the newest independent wrestling promotion in the world that needs another one, clearly. Zealot Pro Wrestling, me and Sarah decided to be crazy and start our own wrestling company, and that is it. And
it's you two?
It's just the two,
just
of,
the
us.
Two of us.
It's
we
not
can
like
make
a,
it if we
it's
try.
Not, it's not like a mystery dark lord that's
no, like mystery money behind it.
No.
Ooh.
No. I mean, it's kind of a mystery to me when
there's
I look
no,
at my bank account.
There's no, like, Dario Cuarto Sr. sponsoring this?
There is no Antonio Cuarto sponsoring the show.
Every time I do that.
Oh, man.
I don't know how he does it.
Okay, so I don't know how many questions you're willing to take. I just want to give you maybe one.
I have.
What? I know you got 7 at least.
I'm about to put on my smarky fucking fedora.
What? And I've asked you this in private. So what? What makes you think the world needs another wrestling fed?
Come on, brother, brother.
What do you think the world needs another rapper?
Hey, buddy. Does the world need another rapper? I don't think so.
No.
My man over here is top 33 on the Billboard right now.
He's number 5.
Burr, burr, burr. There was like 5 charts, so I don't know. I get mixed
cumulative.
Up.
Congratulations cumulative. On that, by thank way. You.
If, honestly, if I was going to start rapping today, I wouldn't. I'd be like, I don't know, man.
Well, there's it's a like lot something going like, on right now. I remember one of the lines in the song was like, your friend's father is selling CDs, at the back of his car nowadays. I forget one of the songs it was, but yeah.
You nailed it. That's the line.
Yeah, that's one of it, right?
No, I said every day another rapper is born. Yeah. His daddy's passing out mixtapes at his junior prom.
Yeah, junior prom.
So that's the rap game today.
Yeah.
So basically, what? Why?
Come on, brother.
Well, I mean, if I might be so bold, I will say that you are an inspiration to this because we
work. Don't let your dreams become dreams.
Shut the hell up! Let them talk. Good Lord.
The human torch.
This is why our shows are 85 minutes every time. As soon as someone starts talking,
trying to give the people what they paid for. Nothing.
Hey, it's free. We paid for it.
Who
nothing.
Cares how long is it's free?
Exactly.
This is why people have to sit in their cars and have very long commutes to finish our episodes.
It's the same thing on our show. Like every time, like, should we wrap this up? And she's like, "It's free. Right. Who cares if they don't
I'm
like it?"
I'm giving them extra content. Why would they be upset?
Right? Who's mad at more? I guess
more is better.
I don't know. I just like complete sentences and stuff.
I'm a fragment guy.
So we have pretty mundane 9-to-5 jobs, and we just wanted to try to do something that would be creative, inspiring, and go out on a limb and give something a try. I mean, we're financially planning it the right way, so if it fails completely, it's not going to ruin us in any way, shape, or form. So we just thought, let's try it. Let's go for it. There's no reason not to, so don't be scared. And give it a go. We love wrestling. Watched enough of it to think that we're crazy enough or stupid enough to think that we can actually do this with some kind of quality.
Man, I wouldn't say stupid enough.
It's pretty stupid.
You got to be a little crazy to pull.
I'd say crazy. But there's got to be a little bit of method to the madness. I'll say that.
There's a lot of method.
I mean, outside of... You know, I'm not looking at WWE and saying, oh, I could do that better because I couldn't with that budget. But
small scale.
We've been enough small shows to see things that we think that, like, we could probably do that better.
Right.
And with the music background that I have playing live shows, like creating more of a show is something that we're after, not just a dirty gym and a dirty ring with a bunch of guys doing just matches for no particular reason or purpose. Mm. So we're just giving it a shot.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
We know the inspiration.
Right? Oh, there he is. Yeah.
Okay, we know the inspiration. How did Mega Ren inspire one to, set up this promotion?
To set up a promotion?
Yeah.
No, I mean, his inspiration was trying something.
Like trying something.
Going, like, wait. Giving it a shot, even though, like, I have this comfortable, safe position, but
right.
There's just something I want to do. I'm going to go ahead and do the best I can at it, and then hopefully we can quit our job at some point.
I mean, we're both...
That's the end game.
Yeah. That would be amazing. I mean, we're both very blessed to have, good jobs, comfortable life, but we're also, we both kind of have this... creative ambition. Craziness yeah. about us that really, like, we can't be comfortable just going to work, coming home, watching TV. Like, that's totally fine. I'm not knocking that.
Like, you're like, not you, knocking you that. You go to work, come home, get upset at Raw.
Exactly. Like, at a Roots certain point, like, if we're sitting there, not doing something, we get antsy. We got to do something. Yeah, we got to make something. We got to create something. Mm. We love wrestling, like you said. I mean, we think we can do it.
So, what inspired Zealot Pro Wrestling? What is the name?
True crime.
No. So should we talk about what kicked us to really decide to do it?
No, he wants to know why you named it that.
Oh, the name specifically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, because that's all the Mad Maniacs have right now. There's a new promotion called Zealot Pro Wrestling. What is it? What's it all about?
So the name, we were kind of kicking around for a long time. Like, we didn't name it for a really long time. We had decided we were going to do it, and then we're trying to come up with something together. We actually work at the same place, so we'd be, like, IMing each other, like, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? Nah, no, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
What do you think of this was me 100 times, and her going, you're stupid.
Yeah, it was like, what about dumbass pro? I'm like, no, that's fucking terrible.
Hey, I wanted to call it Wrestling Pro Wrestling.
And he'd be like, come on, what do you have? And
you wanted to call it Matt Mania.
Copyright. And fucking video game. I don't know. My creative process is a lot different. I just kind of have to let things, like, swirl around and kick around in my brain. And then eventually the right thing's just going to bubble up to just the top.
Pop.
Yeah, and then finally one day I was like, I was thinking about, like, Wrestle Circus. And I kind of had this, like, church follower idea in my head. Mm. And I said, what do you think of, like, pro wrestling cult? And he was like, people are gonna say pro wrestling C word. And I was like, oh shit, you're right, we can't do that. So I was like, all right, what's kind of along that same line? Oh shit, what about zealot?
What is zealot? What's a zealot?
So a zealot is someone who's like a devoted follower of something. And that's really kind of what we want it to be. We want it to be a place where, you know, everyone can come and see a great show and watch wrestling, but we also want us, the people who are involved making it, the wrestlers, the fans, we want everyone to be so zealous about wrestling that, you know, it's like, oh shit, a show's coming up, I'm gonna be there no matter what. We're gonna make the best thing we can no matter what. We're devoted to making it the best it can be.
Yeah, we want the experience, the main company inspirations that we look towards is like, what?
No, go ahead.
Oh, you're pointing at you. I was like, oh, wrap it up. Progress Wrestling, their message of all inclusivity.
And their fans are crazy.
Oh, all rabid fans, yeah. And the way that they book their matches in New Japan are going to be like the major inspirations right. for mm-hmm. the show. So, like, okay. The booking for the men, for the most part, will be like a sport. But there'll still be some comedy and stuff like Progress does, but we just want people to come and have a good time, and we don't want any dicks in the audience. We don't want dicks that are working for us. And
but,
now that
but the
Kenny's thing has now helped us realize, oh, we better look at that too.
Check. Time to start vetting. So, yeah. I wanted to ask you that too. I was like, what is, I don't know if you can tell, what is something that, like, a challenge that has come up that you didn't expect? You know, something that you've learned from. I mean, even this could be that, but something that's happened in the process of trying to put this together where you're like, huh, I didn't think about that. Mm. Has there been anything like that?
The major challenge has been venue.
Yeah, that's been probably the biggest problem
here. And that's
here.
Mainly because of our...
I'm assuming it's venue and insurance and stuff like
insurance
that.
Insurance isn't really too bad. Most places have the same requirements.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But just, I don't know if it's Phoenix or, like, your choices are a shitty high school gym... Or a place where weddings happen, so it's thousands of dollars. Like, there's not a whole lot of in-between.
Right. I mean, because if you think about it, like, AWF is running this corner building.
Right.
You know, in this, like, almost like warehouse-looking deal. Mm-hmm. You know, so, like...
That's the kind of thing that we didn't want to do. Right. So the mm-hmm. hardest part was finding something that looks upgraded, has some type of flavor to it.
Well, and I hope the flavor is along the lines of the actual promotion.
Yeah.
So if you're saying, like, it's Zealot Pro Wrestling and you said it's want to be kind of like cultist almost sort of feel, I automatically envisioned, like, well, maybe there's, you know, shelves with candles and mm-hmm. velvet drapes and, mm-hmm. you know, maybe like, you know, Mexican style, or I'm sorry, maybe like Christmas lights, you know, that kind of, like, geared towards, like, that Mexican inspiration, mm-hmm. you know, maybe, like, some Sugar Skull, you know, logos or what have you. So that's kind of what my mind automatically went to.
That's going to play in
our
merch
and
our designs.
Too, we want the name to put an idea in your head immediately. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. it sounds like it's doing that, so.
It did. Yeah, it really did, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the initial logo is candles and a triangle, and it looks kind of Masonic.
And a lucha mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? So with that, do you want to be more towards the lucha style?
It's going to be all styles.
Yeah. It's pretty funny, though, because we'll be talking about, like, oh, what about this story or this story? And Casey's are very, like, New Japan. Like, all right, this is going to happen, and then this guy's going to do this. It's like all thought out, and I'm more like, what if one time this funny thing happens?
Sarah's like this. Sarah's like this. Bro, what if?
How about a sugar skull on a pole, bro?
Everything I think of is like the stupidest, most ridiculous comedy spot, and he's like,
but it's another side. It's another side.
It's like the melding of the two coming together.
To the actual match.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't want it to be just for smarks. We don't want it to be just for casual fans and kids. We want it to be for everyone, something for everybody.
Nice. Yeah.
Want to be a lot of entertainment. We like to have musical acts, and I heard for the first show, whenever that happens, that
maybe a
Megaran will appear in the wild. A wild Megaran will appear and
maybe
perform some songs and maybe do some ring announcing. So
right on,
that would be fun. Yeah.
So we are going to announce the date. You know, we really can announce it now. There's no reason.
Are you sure?
No, are you sure? We're at our last minute of the show. Can you wait?
Soon we will.
We'll wait. We'll have you back on after you make that announcement.
All right.
Well, any final shout outs before we get on out of here? Because we got to run. It's been 80 minutes.
Shout out to the Naked Tea Call pen. Can't wait to flip that back and forth at work.
Anybody out there have a pen company we can.
I don't agree with that idea at all.
Listen here, guys. I don't like that idea right now.
I don't like that idea.
That idea is very stupid. And you're stupid for thinking.
Shout out to Teak, Ed, Rock Knowledge. You missed a fun one. Everybody out there listening, make sure you follow the guys at, give us the Straps info.
We are at the Strap Podcast. We are also now at Zealot Wrestling.
Yes, on Twitter. They wouldn't let us use the whole thing.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know. Someone else had something.
Dicks.
I am at Real Sarah Van B.
At Kinetic 1977, where you can see my biggest tweet of all time, the Golden Lovers intro. Woo!
In that.
Yeah.
And I am the Neo X.
True. And I am at Megaran. And also, we all tweet from at Matt Mania Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Thank you all so much for listening. Upcoming gigs, I'll be in Chicago this weekend at Anime Midwest.
It'll be hot.
And yeah. And then I'll be there again in a month.
We're half in.
All right. Take care, guys. And thank you for listening. Give us all the stars on all the platforms.
The Big Dave, if you will.
And
Seven stars.
The go for seven. Big Dave. And as always, keep your shoulders off the mat. We're out. Peace.